Easily the biggest showdown over an issue on the primary ballot will be in Seattle, and that is the battle over Prop 1. Now, Proposition 1 would replace an existing and expiring parks levy. Voters went to the polls and easily voted themselves higher property taxes. That levy expires. So rather than just renew the levy, first of all, it would be for more money. And second, it would replace the levy system with a new parks district that would be able to, with a vote of the Seattle City Council and support by the mayor, would be able to declare higher property taxes for people without a vote of the public. In other words, it replaces levies. Is this a good idea or a bad idea? Ken Bounds used to head the parks department here in Seattle. He says it's a great idea. Don Harper, who opposes Proposition 1 with Save Our Parks, says it's a terrible idea. We'll start with Mr. Harper. What's wrong with the idea, Mr. Harper?
Oh, hi. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us on.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I mean, basically what they're asking us to do is, one, increase our property, the ability to tax us up to 75 cents per $1,000, increase the property tax rate, which would bring in about $100 million more a year. And
what is the expiring levies tax rate?
The taxing district. Which
Rewind. Sorry. What is the existing and expiring tax levy?
I want to say it's 19 cents per $1,000.
Right.
And that's within the existing $3.60 of Seattle property tax lid.
Okay.
So what the Metropolitan Parks District concept does is add 75 cents per thousand on top of that $3.60. So and once we do that, it just takes a simple majority to create this Metropolitan Parks District, and our reward is we never get to vote on this tax increase again. We have no longer do we have a vote on the say of what happens.
All right, now let's go to Ken Bounds, who's the chairman of Proposition 1. Ken?
Morning, John. How are you?
Good morning. Seattle voters, to my recollection, and I grew up here, half a century here in this part of the Northwest, have always been friendly to parks. So why do you need to replace a levy with this new parks district?
Well, a couple of things, John. I would talk about rewinding. I think I'll rewind to why a park district is being proposed. A little over a year ago, the city council and the mayor created a citizens committee, much like citizens like Don and others, sat around a table for 9 months, and they looked at, you know, how do we create a stable funding system for parks, money that's actually dedicated to parks. And they looked at the current state of affairs, which is, you know, we've had very successful levies, as you said, and as Don said, and those levies have been mostly, not entirely, but mostly have added to the park system, acquired property, built parks, expanded trails, and done all sorts of wonderful things for our neighborhoods, especially those that are creating increases in density. Yet, at the same time, here we sit today in 2014 with a $267 million backlog in major maintenance projects. We have community centers that are open 25 hours a week.
But you know what, Ken?
40 to 60.
But Ken, I got to tell you,
yeah.
You and I both know the park system will always want more because they can always do more.
That's correct. There's they being the citizens of Seattle, I should add.
Well, the Parks Department on their behalf.
And I can tell you,
it will always grow. It will always grow if you let it.
Well, and that's the point of the Park District. The Park District gives us the money to actually maintain what we have added to the system over the last 15 years with our levies, and gives us the opportunity to fix things, take care of this $267 million backlog. I'd also just like to correct something. While the park district has the authority to increase taxes at 0.75 cents per thousand, what the council did when they put the park district on the ballot was pass an ordinance saying how the district's going to operate and what the levy's going to be for the first 6 years, and that's 0.33 cents per thousand.
Here's the part that I think, you know, the question that's kind of hanging out there. Why can't you simply try and acquire additional funding for these things that you like, and that many of which Don Harper would support, by simply floating another levy request? Why replace the levy? What's wrong with the levy?
What's wrong with the levy is the levies have helped create the new parks and facilities that we can't maintain. What the park district does is gives us the money to fix the roofs, replace boilers, fix electrical systems, essentially add resources to parks in a way that takes care of the system we have today. It's not expanding. You know, there is money in the park district to provide some opportunities in the future for expansion as density increases in neighborhoods, but primarily is focused on major maintenance and maintenance.
Okay, back to Mr. Harper. Yeah. Mr. Harper, how about that?
Well, I mean, the 2008 levy had tens of millions of dollars in there of major maintenance dollars. You know, we had $9 million in there for the Asian Art Museum, $3 million for Langston Hughes, rebuilding Langston Hughes, $10 million we rebuilt athletic fields. I mean, I can go on and on. There were literally tens of millions of dollars in the 2008 levy for maintenance dollars, major maintenance dollars. And one point that we sort of agree on is the operation and maintenance money. Which is, you know, are the bathrooms being swept? Are the gardens being weeded? Well, we really feel like, I mean, there's an over $2 billion a year city budget. And if the mayor and the city council had been doing their jobs over the last 16 years, they would have slowly increased the money going into the park system to pick up this most basic of operating systems. And you know, what we have asked for, and it seems pretty darn reasonable, and we really don't understand the pushback. We've said, look, if you're going to like come to us and throw this new taxing district at us, and we're never going to get to vote on this again ever, then, and we can't vote it out, right? Once it's voted in, you can't vote it out. You can't vote it out through an initiative. You just can't vote it out. It's there forever. They ought to do a performance audit of parks. Let's find out if they're handling their maintenance right. Are they efficient? I mean, right now they have a budget of $135 million a year. You know, what are they doing with it? They could be doing a perfect job. They could be the most incredibly efficient government agency we've ever seen. But let's do a performance audit.
Okay, $135 million, that's $270 for every man, woman, and child in the city of Seattle, Ken. Why isn't that enough?
Well, $90 million of that is general fund, and that general fund is property tax, sales tax, B&O tax. The rest of it's earned revenue and capital dollars running through the system. So they're really two different major pieces of that budget.
Are you basically just trying to get parks out of the general fund?
Not at all.
Okay.
In fact, I think the way we looked at this, and the way the Citizens Committee looked at this, and moving this forward to the mayor and city council is, look, we've had a great recession. We've had Initiative 747 that limits the growth of property tax. Our rates are going down because property tax increase is limited by the statewide.
Yeah, but your property tax revenue has been going steadily up for two reasons, Ken. The first is that property values in Seattle are escalating. And secondly, you've got more and more people in the city of Seattle moving here and are paying property tax. It might be in higher rents, or it might be when they buy a home, but you're getting a lot of money.
But the revenue the city gets is capped at 1%.
1% that is growing, though.
If the 747 had not passed and we'd been under the 106% lid that we had before, the city would have at least another $100 to $200 million in general fund revenue, and they could take care of this problem. They don't have that, and the citizens of Seattle did not support 747.
Okay, let me tell you why I would be a real hard sell on this. And I voted for the Bellevue Parks levy. I live over across the lake now. I'm looking into in the booth, and I see our board op and social media maven, Brittany. Brittany is in her late 20s. She and her husband just got their first house, South Seattle. But unlike people who live over the line in Burien or White Center or in, say, Renton or Auburn or up north in Mount Lake Terrace or Lake Forest Park, Brittany will be paying property taxes on six different levies. And that's if you know, this doesn't pass.
But if she lived in Renton, John, she'd be paying 40% more in property tax rate.
Property tax rate. Okay, you're using, again, for a young couple, you know, what matters is how much money comes out of their pocket.
Right.
And in the city of Seattle, there's a lower property tax rate, Ken, but property values are so much higher.
Right. So how do you buy a higher value house? You have higher income.
So
they have higher median income than other cities.
Well, but they're struggling to get into that first house. And my point to you,
I felt that when I bought my first house.
Okay, so in every other city around us, there is no more than one property tax levy in addition to what they normally would pay. In Seattle, there's six.
That's not true. They've got library districts, fire districts. Redmond's got a library district and a fire district. Vancouver and South Washington's got a library district.
Right, I'm talking about special levies. Seattle does too. Seattle has six, far more than any other city. And you know how much is too much here?
Well, six levies and our property tax rate is less. So go figure. I mean, I think I'd rather live in Seattle and pay a lower property tax rate than live in Tacoma and pay $17.50 per thousand.
But you'd be paying more actual money in Seattle.
Well, I would have a house valued higher, and that means my income's probably a little bit higher.
All right, Mr. Harper, back to you, sir.
Yes, I mean on the property tax. Yes, it's the current property tax is limited by 1%. But you sell a building or you tear down, like we're doing all over Seattle, you tear it down, a nice little two-story, three-story, four-story building, and you build a 30, 40-story high-rise, boom, you've just increased the property tax rate. That's, you know, that increases how much is coming in.
Tax rates.
If you look at like Ben Noble came out on a memo in January of this year, and from the way that I look at it, he's estimating that our new excess levy lid just for 2015 is going to be in the $140 to $145 million range. So even if you subtracted the $53 million if people go for this universal preschool, which will be on the ballot in November, you still got 30, 40, you know, you usually got $40 million there a year in levy money that can go to parks. And the cool thing about levies is the community has a voice in it, a direct voice. There is nothing more powerful than a citizen's right to vote. And it is, quite frankly, very shocking that the city council and the mayor are willing to basically remove our right to vote.
Last question.
John, I'd like
go ahead, Ken.
I mean, to tell you what's shocking, I mean, the citizens who put this package together would be offended and are offended by the assertion that this is not citizen-driven. It absolutely is. And when you have an opposition that makes claims that are false, and the robocalls and then their material they send out by saying it's a 20% property tax increase, the Metropolitan Park District can sell your property. The Metropolitan Park District's not going to own any property. You know, we're dealing with some opposition that's candidly not being honest.
Is Mr. Harper being honest?
There's nothing in you. You know, all you have to do is very simply go to your voting manual. says right there what you're actually voting on. You are voting on a tax rate of 75 cents per $1,000. You are voting in a metropolitan parks district that has the right to condemn land, buy land, sell land. Now,
it owns
the
no
Metropolitan Parks
God,
District,
owns
even
no
though the city council
parks.
Is acting as the board of directors, they
well,
can
how can
decide
they sell
as the parks? Board of directors of the Metropolitan Parks
well,
District.
Let me get a clear answer, John, yes or no. Ken Bounds, can the city of Seattle sell or buy parkland?
No.
Mr. Harper.
It has Initiative 42 that the citizens placed before the city council, and the city council adopted 20 years ago. That prohibits the sale of parkland.
Okay, Mr. Hold on. Stop there. Mr. Harper.
Remember, we're talking about not the city of Seattle. We're talking about a state-controlled taxing district.
We're talking about
the Metropolitan Parks
District
can buy and sell land and is not subject to Seattle rules. In the same way, the Metropolitan Parks District could make a decision. The board of directors could make a decision and the mayor
so
could
Don,
not veto
Don,
it because it's a
Don,
it's a separate taxing district.
Is that
Don,
true, Mr. Benz?
Would you ask Don how he can say in his literature that if this passes, the city council can develop, sell, privatize, and do whatever they please with our precious parklands? It's not true. They can't. And the Metropolitan Park District will not own any land. They will not own Green Lake. They will not own Volunteer Park. They have no ownership interests or rights in our park. We have 130 years of laws,
all right,
and covenants protecting our parkland. And it's wrong to say if you vote for this, your parks are going to be sold.
Mr. Harper.
It's just wrong.
What we are saying is that there is nothing keeping from the Metropolitan Parks District from owning parks lands. That's just a fact. It's right there in the RCW. We are setting up a whole different governing agency. Now, what they're saying is we're going to use this thing called an interlocal agreement, which has about as much weight as a campaign promise, that this is how we're going
John,
to protect
this is,
you.
This is
and
outrageous.
Now, the thing about the interlocal
right.
agreement
there's
is with 180
law,
days notice,
there's
you,
a law.
Can,
okay,
you
but,
can change that interlocal agreement,
last,
either side.
Last comment, Ken Bounds.
Yeah, there's a law defining how this park district is going to work, and this law was driven by the Citizens Committee that demanded that the mayor and the council say, how's this going to work if this passes?
Okay, my last question to both of you is, has there been any polling on this, yes or no?
Oh, you got to understand, we've raised $35,000. They've raised over $350,000.
Okay.
We're happy we even got out a friggin' mailer.
Okay.
So I would say that the question would really go to the other side.
All right. I appreciate both of you being on the program. Very spirited exchange back and forth. I do hope that you check out your voter's pamphlet on this. Thank you, Ken Bounds, chairman of Proposition 1, former park superintendent. Thank you, Don Harper, opposing it with Save Our Parks.